And now this is a dictation for Frederick. Yunker, Y-U-N-C-K-E-R, November 1640. Address as a letter to Dr. Kabir, K-H-A-B-I-R, 953-5339. Dear Dr. Kabir, follow up for Mr. Yunker, who has chronic kidney disease. Hypertension, in the last visit, March 2021, 2 years ago, being diagnosed and treated for diabetes and cholesterol. He denies hospital admission or major procedures. Weight and appetite is stable. He eats 2 meals a day. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. He has frequent urination at night, 2-3 times. However, no incontinence, infection, cloudiness, or blood. He denies edema, claudication symptoms, ulcers of the scalp of the toes. Mobility restricted from arthritis of the hips bilateral. Denies recent chest pain, palpitation, syncope. Has chronic dyspnea, uses nebulizer 5 times a day, but no oxygen, no sleep apnea, SIPA machine, no purulent material hemoptysis. Recently have test from an quoted infected hair removed from his back. It was there for many years, did not require antibiotics, it was benign. Went to dermatology, Dr. Messenger, M-E-S-S-E-N-G-E-R. He has a prior history of adenocarcinoma of the lungs, but presently he decided for no further diagnostic interventions or procedures. Used to see Dr. Roy, R-O-Y, that has retired. Next paragraph. Medications include Norvasc, Metoprolol, HCTC, presently on Lipitor, Metformin, a number of inhalers. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 164/60 on the left sided, weight of 181, lungs are distant clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross neck or supraclavicular lymph nodes, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial rap, no abdominal tenderness, ascites, I don't see gross edema, mild decrease hearing, normal speech. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from March. Creatinine 2.61 appears slowly progressive over time. A normal sodium, elevated potassium of 5.2, normal acid base, normal calcium. GFR will be 24, stage 4. High cholesterol, triglyceride. A1C at 6.4, normal thyroid, normal vitamin D. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD is stage 4, probably progressive over time. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. He has other explanations for his chronic dyspnea. I do not believe this is pulmonary edema. we are going to repeat chemistries. We might update imaging to make sure that there is no obstruction given history of prior adenocarcinoma of the lungs. Next number, hypertension in the office is high, needs to be checked at home before we adjust medications. He is not on ACE inhibitors or ARBs. Next number, chronic dyspnea, likely from COPD, and history of metastatic adenocarcinoma of the lungs. Next number, prior left-sided adrenal mass. Next number, history of atrial fibrillation. Next number, extensive atherosclerosis documented on coronary arteries, lower extremities, carotid arteries, with prior stroke, left frontal lobe. Next number, social issues. He and family member give me the impression they want simple care, nothing aggressive or major interventions. He has not made any decisions if he will ever do dialysis or not. We will keep educating patient. We will follow with you. End of dictation.